Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
Charlie, always a great pleasure speaking with you. I got to apologize. You and I really didn't have a chance about a month or so ago to talk about the new season that's going on with Massey Hall and Roy Thompson Hall, but we do have a chance to talk about the holiday season because you guys have some great shows. Some shows already been already happened, but what can we talk about leading up to, of course, Christmas and New Year's? What's going to be going on?
Well, we've got an East Coast Christmas this year with the Barry McNeils, and they have some wonderful special guests, Jimmy Rankin and Megan Smith, and Alan Doyle, the lead singer for Great Big Sea. We'll be all on the stage on December 15th at Roy Thompson Hall. And, of course, we've got Handel's Messiah. And with the Toronto Symphony Orchestra, you know, from December 18 to 23, there's five performances. It's a wonderful, wonderful holiday event.
No, and you're absolutely right. I was there. I went 2 years ago, and I had never gone to this, ever.
Well, and for those that actually want to sing along with the Messiah, because in Roy Thompson Hall, I'm respectfully requesting, Rudy, that you don't sing. But the Mendelssohn Choir will fill in that part admirably. But come along on Sunday, December 23, the Sunday before Christmas, and you can sing along with the Tafel Music Orchestra, and the entire audience gets into voice, and they sing Hallelujah.
Incredible. What other shows are going to be going on, sir?
Well, right after the New Year, we have wonderful Brevissimo, which is opera's greatest hits. That's on New Year's Eve. We have a tongue-in-cheek kind of evening with a comedy spectacular, and it's produced by Yuck Yuck's Mark Breslin. And this year we have Harland Williams, who is a movie star, but he's from Scarborough, and let's just say he's a little on the naughty side.
We'll leave it to that. Now, did we miss out on something here? And tell me if I'm wrong, because I could have just let it go right past on my ears here. You've got some children's choir shows going on, correct?
We have the St. Michael's Choir School coming in, and they're coming in on December 15. And we also have that same day, the Toronto Children's Chorus. And this is a wonderful institution that was founded by our board member, Jean Ashworth Bartle. And so many young singers have got their start with this ensemble, and it's just a joyous afternoon, Saturday afternoon at Roy Thompson Hall,
now,
2 o'clock.
Now, the Metropolitan Community Church of Toronto. What is this all about? Because this is something really special for folks who want to do something for Christmas Eve.
Dr. Brent Hawks has led this service for years and years and years. And in fact, it's the 23rd year that they've done a Christmas service at Roy Thompson Hall. And although Reverend Hawks is Anglican, the service is ecumenical. And a lot of different people come to the service, sometimes those that don't have other places to go. And other people have come, for instance, Jack Layton and Olivia Chow came for years to that service here at Roy Thompson Hall.
Now, we did talk about basically a lot of the Christmas shows, but you guys are making sure that for folks who are going, what do I need to do for New Year's Eve? Oh, my goodness, the clubs. Oh, it's just too crowded. I don't know if anybody's having any, you know, house parties. Where am I going to go? Where am I going to go? You guys have something that's going to be going on December 31st, and it's going to make sure that you have a belly for laughs going into the new year.
Well, that's Harland Williams, and he, along with about five other comedians, including Nikki Payne, and I'll let you in on a little secret. Harland's, one of his cousins is Kevin Hearn of the Bare Naked Ladies, and I have it on good authority that Kevin is going to make a surprise guest appearance on New Year's Eve at Massey Hall.
Wow. Any other shows that we've missed?
No, but the next day we have New Year's Day Salute to Vienna, and that's been a sellout for over 20 years, and I encourage people to get their tickets now. It's a fabulous Christmas gift or holiday gift, and it's a gift that gives twice. When you get the tickets, you will get a warm and hopefully fabulous response, and then whoever gets the gifts, once they go to the show, they'll be back and saying, thank you so much.
Before we wrap this up, my friend, in the new year, there are a lot of big, huge acts coming to Roy Thompson Hall and Massey Hall. I've seen some names already, and Tony Bennett I saw. It's like,
and Aretha Franklin.
Yeah, can you give us a quick rundown of who's going to be coming?
You know, some of those big stars, the fact that we can get them back is so thrilling for us. Tony Bennett has played our halls many times over many years, but I saw him recently, and he's still in wonderful tenor voice, and I'm just thrilled that he's coming. There's all kinds of rock shows, shows that are just being announced, and tune in to our website, because we're going to be announcing a lot of new shows coming up shortly. So www.roythompson.com or MasseyHall.com.